Humble leadership. In competitive workplaces, employees often see their bosses as heroic figures and tackle challenges with brilliance. But here's the catch. This hero-centric model isn't as effective as it seems. Instead, it's time for a shift toward humble leadership. Humble leadership is all about teamwork, trust, and openness. Forget the traditional hierarchical approach. This new method thrives on collaboration and genuine relationships within the team. They're honest, they trust their team, and they're open to new ideas. This creates a workplace culture where everyone feels valued and heard. Contrast this with the old-school leadership style. Authoritative, focused on roles, and lacking in trust. It's no wonder many companies struggle under this outdated model. Leadership potential in every corner of the organization. Today's successful companies understand that leadership isn't just reserved for the top tiers. Anyone, regardless of their position, can step up and lead, bringing valuable skills and knowledge to the table. This means that opportunities for growth and leadership exist at every level, empowering individuals to contribute in meaningful ways. Relationship continuum. Leadership involves rallying others to tackle fresh and improved challenges together. Leaders operate within four relationship levels that reflect common societal norms. Within organizations, this relationship spectrum is crucial for understanding leadership dynamics. Let's break it down to understand how leaders can effectively navigate these levels to drive positive change. Level minus one leadership. Ever come across a leader who rules with fear, control, and authority? This type of leadership crushes any sense of shared humanity. Picture prison guards with inmates or bosses in sweatshops with their workers. Level one leadership. In this style, leaders operate like machines, sticking strictly to their roles and rules. Think of the classic boss and their team setup. Sometimes, leaders at this level try to act like they're on level two, but they usually can't keep up the act for long. People see through it. They can tell it's not genuine. Struggling to stay relevant, level one leadership often falls back on individual skills. They treat employees more like replaceable cogs in a machine than valuable team members. Level two leadership. At this level of leadership, individuals value each member of their team, recognizing their unique contributions. Instead of relying on hierarchical structures, they foster collaboration and cooperation. This approach, known as level two leadership, emphasizes personalized, trusting relationships. It's not just for executives. Professionals like doctors and teachers are discovering its effectiveness too. By prioritizing friendly, personal connections over formalities, they create lasting and impactful outcomes. Level 3 leadership. In tight-knit groups like loving couples or elite teams such as U.S. Navy SEALs, there's this special kind of leadership where people feel deeply connected. Think of it like a supercharged bond that drives them to perform at their best. These amazing teams operate at what we call Level 3, where the performance is top-notch. Surprisingly, some bosses worry that this kind of leadership might stir up trouble in regular business settings. Individual competencies within group dynamics. In today's fast-paced world, leadership isn't about being distant and rigid. It's about being calm, adaptable, and connected. Humble leadership, which focuses on teamwork and understanding, is the key to navigating the chaos of the modern era. Humble leaders excel at understanding group dynamics and making sense of complex situations together. Being a humble leader means knowing when to step in, gather everyone's thoughts, and make decisions as a group. It's about setting goals, encouraging brainstorming sessions, and building a shared understanding of the bigger picture. In a world where collaboration is king, humble leadership is not just welcomed, it's embraced. People naturally gravitate towards leaders who listen, involve them in the process, and work together towards common goals. I see you. Level 2 leaders understand the importance of acknowledging their team's presence and individuality. They don't necessarily aim to be friends, but recognize the mutual business relationship. For instance, the CEO of a large chemical company collaborates closely with 11 trusted division heads and managers. Together, they hold joint responsibility for the firm's financial and operational well-being. This approach ensures that decisions aren't solely on the CEO's shoulders, but are shared among a dedicated team invested in the company's future. Innovative executive collaboration. 12 top executives gather regularly to brainstorm strategies. Every 3 years, they switch roles, diving into different divisions to gain a deep understanding of the business. This prevents them from getting stuck in a single department's mindset. Their collective responsibility fosters open discussions and relaxed decision-making during meetings. Everyone gets a chance to voice their thoughts openly. To enhance their teamwork, they also enlist process consultants. This unique approach showcases the exciting Level 2 changes happening in many companies. By experimenting with new methods, they learn and adapt. Strong bonds between leaders and employees are crucial in these fresh setups, promoting unity and progress. A guide for new leaders. Moving from Level 1 to Level 2 relationships isn't easy, but it's doable with the right approach. Here's how you can level up your connections. Read and reflect. Let's dive into how study groups function and understand the dynamics of complex systems. Work relationships. Assess who's who in your work and personal life. Draw a map with yourself in the center and others around you. Place names above, beside, or below yours, based on their expectations of you. Thicker lines show stronger connections. For example, your family gets a thick line, while the CEO gets a thin one. This map helps you see who you're close to and who you need to connect with more. Behavioral skills. To improve your communication skills and build strong relationships, try asking slightly more personal questions during conversations while respecting cultural norms. This helps both parties open up a bit more, deepening your connection. Remember to maintain eye contact and listen attentively. Developing these skills isn't a one-size-fits-all process, so trust your instincts if you feel they're reliable. For a strong relationship, it's essential to have a sense of what to expect from each other. This builds trust. Humble leadership involves treating others based on their humanity rather than just their role. It means sharing personal information in a genuine, interactive way. Finding the right balance of personalization can be tricky, so it's important to figure out what works for both parties. The need for Level 2 leadership in today's challenges. Why Level 2 leadership? Because today's problems demand it. To tackle the tough stuff, we need leaders who can step up and take charge. But what exactly is Level 2 leadership? Tasks are getting harder exponentially. In today's business landscape, tasks are becoming more intricate and puzzling. Companies are grappling with the rapid advancement of technology and the growing diversity in their workforce. Managerial culture is often myopic and often self-defeating. In today's manufacturing landscape, technological advancements and automation have greatly reduced production errors. However, challenges persist in ensuring quality and safety due to outdated leadership structures within management. Generational changes reshape social and work values. Shifts in generations bring changes in how we view social and work values. Today's younger employees seek more than just a job, they crave purpose and responsibility. They want their work to make a difference, not just for themselves, but for society and the planet too. Traditional managers might overlook these priorities, but wise leaders understand their significance. The soft stuff. In some workplaces, soft skills might seem like an afterthought for Level 1 leaders, but for Level 2 leadership, they're crucial. Let's take a look at how soft skills play out in the typical hierarchy-driven meeting, those gatherings that can feel like a drag. Good meetings are like well-oiled machines. They start and end on time, stick to the agenda, and have designated leaders. But when meetings are tightly controlled, it can feel impersonal. In simpler terms, Soft skills like communication and empathy often take a back seat in these meetings. Instead, it's all about following the rules and ticking off tasks. But in level 2 leadership, there's room for personal connection and genuine interaction. That's where the real magic happens. Productive meetings through humble leadership. Transforming boring meetings into dynamic gatherings can boost productivity and team spirit. Instead of labeling them as meetings, let's call them informal check-ins. This simple change sets a more relaxed tone and encourages everyone to engage openly. Break the ice by sharing a meal or snacks. This age-old tradition of breaking bread promotes camaraderie and creates a comfortable atmosphere for discussion. Leaders shouldn't delegate the task of organizing inclusive meetings to HR or consultants. By taking charge of themselves, humble leaders ensure that everyone feels valued and heard. Evolution of humble leadership. In the ever-changing landscape of future organizations, humble leadership is set to evolve alongside them. Here are 6 key areas where this evolution will take place. 1. Context over content. With the rise of artificial intelligence, focusing on the context and process will become more crucial than just relying on expertise and content. 2. Cultural heterogeneity. In a world where tribalism and biases are increasingly prevalent, humble leaders must find ways to work around these challenges and foster inclusivity. 3. Distributed power. Instead of centralized authority prone to abuse, humble leadership champions distributed power, ensuring that no single individual holds excessive control. 4. Mass customization. Humble leaders recognize the diverse needs of stakeholders, customers, and employees, adapting their strategies accordingly for a tailored approach. 5. Dynamic organizational design. With the dominance of mobile and online businesses, humble leadership must continuously adjust to the dynamic nature of organizational structures. 6. Virtual presence. As organizations go global, humble leaders need to maintain a strong virtual presence, ensuring accessibility and responsiveness to employees worldwide. Key points. 1. Humble leadership promotes teamwork and openness, departing from traditional hierarchies. 2. Leadership potential exists at all levels, empowering individuals to contribute meaningfully. 3. Effective leaders build trust and collaboration, navigating diverse relationship dynamics. 4. Collective decision-making and understanding group dynamics are key to humble leadership. 5. Soft skills like communication and empathy are crucial for productive interactions. 6. Humble leadership evolves to prioritize inclusivity, adaptability, and distributed power. 7. Transformational leaders accept change, context, and virtual presence in a dynamic world.